Today we're going to deal with further confirmation that we are the fact. If you heard Thursday night's message, if you didn't, I highly advise that you go back and listen to it. I will reiterate some of the things that were said. On Thursday, God revealed to us the reason why, the deeper reason why the anointing comes from out of our unity. And we learned that our unity becomes a peace offering unto God. It is like the burning of the fat that were on the vital organs of what said animal that God would choose for them to go ahead and sacrifice. And it was the choice, the best, those vital organs present the best fat on the outside of those organs. And it lets off a sweet savor into the nostrils of God.
Amen.
And that would constitute a peace offering. Well, we pick up from there because we're going to get further confirmation that we are, first of all, it's pretty obvious that as being the body of Christ, we present the fat. The body has the fat. We have those vital organs in the body. And I'm speaking in a literal sense that we as the body are a part of the sacrifice of Christ. That as the Father sees the work of the cross, and as he sees us become unified because of the bloodshed and the death of his Son, we as we're affected by, as we're touched by, and as it has power over us to bring us into unity, we become a part of the sacrifice of his body. We become the fat that burns. The book of Psalms says this in Psalms 133, a song of degrees of David, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. All right, in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. And the result of it is it becomes like the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. The Lord commands the blessing in our unity, even life, glory be to God forevermore. We keep each other in position for everlasting life by being in unity, by being one in the rhema word.
Amen.
So we this is where God commands the blessing, but we become like the precious ointment. The precious ointment means, the word precious means welfare, prosperity, happiness. It actually translates to peace. All right. And the ointment itself, it's precious because it creates peace, which makes total sense because the burning fat is a peace offering. So we create this climate of God's welfare and prosperity through our unity. And it becomes the ointment, which also means the anointing. It means the grease as from olives. It means the richness, fat things or fatness, or it does just translate fat. So now our unity becomes fat. It becomes the fat. And so now we look at Leviticus, just giving you a kind of a quick synopsis of Thursday so we can get on to confirming what we learned on Thursday. Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1 says, and we'll read verse 1, 14 and through 17. It says here, and of his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. Now, I love that it can be a male or female. I love it because it's a perfect foreshadow that it's male or female that offers this unto God. It's not just a male. Okay, it's not the sin offering, which was the male born of the first year. Okay, firstborn male, unblemished, right? This Amen. Particular peace offering, it shows in the foreshadow, it could be male or female, meaning that we're all one in unity. We all ascend into this dimension and create a climate of God's peace.
Amen.
Because of our oneness. Amen. And it says here, and he shall offer, verse 14, and he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, and the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's.
Amen.
And I love that. Our unity becomes this fat. It becomes a sweet savor unto the Lord. And you see the word Lord is spelled in all caps here. And so we've always, we were able to gather understanding that it's speaking of the Father here. L-O-R-D-S, all caps, is speaking of the Father here. So we as the body of Christ complete the sacrifice of Christ. Our unity, and God really made me really, really see into this powerfully, that when Jesus said it's finished, when he did that, it was finished that we also would be one.
Amen.
The sacrifice of Jesus continued in the body of Christ.
Yes.
It continued that as we come into oneness, this sweet savor goes up unto the Father because of the sacrifice of his Son. So now in our oneness, our unity, we become the burning fat of the sacrifice. And that's why this wonderful anointing is released in unity. This wonderful power that God is able to show forth is released because of our unity. Us being in one, even right now, if you're captivated by the word you're under, if you're propitiated by the word you're under right now, there is a climate above you and all around you of the anointing. Because we're in oneness,
amen.
Singleness of heart, just like they were in the book of Acts, breaking bread from house to house, eating their with joy in their hearts. Together, they were in the word.
Yes.
And it created a climate of the anointing because their oneness was a sweet savor unto God. That's why I mention it and I keep mentioning it. That's why Ananias and Sapphira were taken out, because they were bringing disunity to where it was very holy and very, oh my goodness, it was such an offering unto God that the power and the purpose of the blood of his Son was now being made manifest, and the body now began to let out a sweet savor unto God. And he releases his anointing as a result of it. I'll show you that in just a moment. If you're with me, just say amen.
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 All right. So we're not two separate sacrifices. We are one. When Jesus died, as I said, he said it's finished, and our unity is a part of the finished works. So now as a result of it, we're letting out a sweet savor. The word sweet means delight. It means restful, pleasant, soothing, quieting. The Lord, let me see this here, that even in the finished works that Jesus became a propitiation unto God. I thank God for Elder Allison for pointing that out. He became a propitiation. All right. We become a part of what propitiates the Father in our unity because of the sacrifice of Jesus.
Thank
so this sweet savor brings a restfulness unto the Father, a pleasantry unto the Father. It soothes the Father. It quiets anything that the Father might have been thinking. He repents of anything. He said, I won't be angry with you anymore. I won't be. I won't rebuke you. I won't chide with you. None of this is going down. Because I know what my Son did is going to present a body of unity. My children will be one. And
that's
therefore
God.
It's a delight unto God. So now we become that sweet savor. The word savor, we'll look down at that in just a moment. So now the word savor, in fact, we'll go right into it. The word savor, it means smell or odor of soothing. The root word for savor is the Hebrew word called ruach, which means breath or to blow, or it means spirit. It's God's spirit that comes out of the savor. As he's savoring this sweet odor, he releases his ruach. Our unity, that's why the anointing flows. That's why it's released in a unified body. You see, and it's very unfortunate that we have not seen the true power of God released in the body as of yet, because most of the body is not united. We have so many indifferences. The Lord spoke to us a couple of weeks back. There's so many different politics in the body. But TGM, we're not going to be that type of body. We're going to be a body unified because of the rhema word that we've been under. And God wants us to understand this, that there's an anointing that's already made available to us to extract because of us being so unified in the rhema word.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
It's causing a oneness that's going to have a release of the ruach of God in and over all of our lives. But it's going to come by taking note and having the knowledge of your whereabouts. God is big on that with us. That as we understand we're in oneness, I'm listening again. I listened to Evangelist Benita and Elder Donna in prayer, that after Kurt has really poured in, they're taking it by the horns and their agreement is different, and it's releasing a different anointing. A stronger anointing is being released because of them becoming more and more unified.
Amen.
And it's happening, and God wants you to understand that if you're a part of this ministry and you're under the now word of this ministry, and we together are in agreement saying amen to the word coming out of this ministry, there is an anointing, there is a ruach that you have available. You're not standing by yourself, child of God. You're standing shoulder to shoulder with your brothers and sisters in this ministry, in the power of agreement. And your Father is loving the sweet savor that it's releasing.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you.
And therefore, he's breathing on us. Glory be to God. He's breathing on us. Hallelujah. He's breathing. He's releasing his ruach. I'm trying to let you know something. Don't let the lack of knowledge, don't perish without, no. Don't perish because you don't have the knowledge of this. God is releasing this understanding to us because it's become the truth. The word of God, the rhema word of God, has put us in position to become a peace offering unto the Father. It is our unity that's causing us to be in an elevated peace like we've never known before. But it's coming because of God releasing knowledge to us concerning this, that I don't stand by myself any longer. I stand in the strength and the power of my brethren that are under this rhema word. I stand shoulder to shoulder. I don't put 1,000 to flight. We're touching millions that are being put to flight.
Yes,
situations,
yes,
and circumstances should be changing a lot faster, and it will, because now God is bringing us into the knowledge of this.
Hallelujah, God.
You're not by yourself. You're not alone. Hallelujah. And God loves this unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious. It is the peace of God. It is the fat. It is that sweet savor.
Thank you, Jesus.
That causes the ruach to be released. So the sweet savor of our oneness manifests the Spirit of God himself. As the fragrance of unity is released, so is the Spirit of God released, causing healing in every broken area. The Spirit is now endorsed. Listen, the Spirit of God is now endorsed fully to release the peace of God. Just keep them, keep a mental picture in your mind right now. Keep this picture of how it went down in the book of Acts. Keep it in your mind on how they stayed together, how they moved together, how the mind of the Spirit communicated with them, all of them, to do the things in which they did. And as a result of it, they said within themselves, even if we get out in the streets and bring our sick ones and the ones that are oppressed with devils, even if the shadow of Peter touches them, there was a release, there was a climate of the anointing because of their oneness. They had all things common.
Hallelujah.
Everything was common.
Hallelujah.
They did it together, hallelujah. That's why God is ministering to us. I'm telling you again, I'll say it again, without any doubt or any fear. He's trying to even unify us in our worship and giving. There's always something about when a people will come together and worship and giving in the same manner. There's something about it. I believe it's because we lay down this world's power. We lay down the unrighteous mammon. And therefore, there's a release of the true riches, the ruach of God. But our minds are the same way, that we honor God in that manner. It's worship. That's all it is. It's worship. And we all have the same mindset. So now the Spirit is now fully endorsed and to release the peace of God, the prosperity, the favor, and the welfare. Now, let's get some confirmation to this here.
Hallelujah.
Real simple confirmation. We're going to sit on this for a few minutes. All right, we're going to read it from the King James, the Message, and the Amplified. It says in 2 Corinthians, here's confirmation to everything that God taught us on Thursday and just taught us just now. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. This is the King James Version. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. Then it says, we also, it goes down to say here, in them that are saved and in them that perish. In other words, he's saying we're a sweet savor unto God, and then we're a sweet savor unto each other. Ha! That's why when we get into the fellowship of the Rhema, there's an anointing that brings forth propitiation, because the sweet savor is going up, and that sweet savor, we become partakers of it. There's a release of God's peace. There's a release of propitiation. So we become a sweet savor unto them that are saved and in them that perish. Watch this, verse 16. To the one, we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, listen, this is the reason why we are a sweet savor. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. This is why we are a sweet savor. Why? Because we stay in the Rhema word. We don't have a corrupt word. It's not watered down. It's absolutely perfectly God's word. And because we speak in this wonderful Rhema language, because we hold this dear, we don't water it down. We stay with it. We don't leave the conversation. We have become a sweet savor unto God. Ha! Glory be to God. We don't corrupt the word. We take it for what it is. So therefore, by being under Rhema, it causes us to become that peace offering, and the fat begins to burn, and the Father breathes it in. Now, we're a sweet savor unto them that are saved, and unfortunately, we become a sweet savor unto them that are not, those that are ready to perish. They don't like how we smell. They don't like it. The world doesn't like us. And therefore, unfortunately, the odor that they're breathing in is going to become their demise because they never turn to it. They never turn to it. And so therefore, it's going to be their demise. Why? Because they had the perfect word in front of them and all around them. They could have breathed it in and received life, but they deny it. They don't choose it. They don't want it. And unfortunately, it becomes death unto them. In the message, it says it like this. When I arrived in Troas to proclaim the message of the Messiah, I found the place wide open. God had opened the door. All I had to do was walk in or walk through it. But when I didn't find Titus waiting for me with the news of your condition, I couldn't relax, worried about you. I left and came on to Macedonia province looking for Titus and a reassuring word on you. And I got it. Thank God. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in a perpetual victory parade. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance because of Christ. Mm-hmm. We give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation. An aroma redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like the stench from a rotting corpse. This is a terrific responsibility. Is anyone competent to take it on? No, but at least we don't take God's word, water it down, and then take it to the streets to sell it cheap. We stand in Christ. Listen, TGM, we stand in Christ's presence when we speak. God looks us in the face. We get what we say straight from God and say it as honestly as we can. That's why we're a sweet savor.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because we stand, listen, we stand, my God. If you're under rhema, you're standing in the presence of Christ. God himself, the Father, is looking at us face to face.
Hallelujah,
and we
Jesus.
Reiterate everything he says as honestly as we can.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't dilute the rhema. We have a different. I remember I was with a prophetess Ursula some time ago, and we hadn't seen each other in a long time. And she calls me bro. She's like, bro. I said, yeah. I said, what's up, sis? She's like, dude, your language has completely changed. She said, you have a whole different language. And that's because we've been in the presence of Christ via the rhema word. We don't sound like the rest of the body, but the rest of the body is going to sound like us if we keep running like the 300 that are out in front. They're going to join in because it's only by this rhema word that one can truly be saved.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We have a different sound. We speak differently. It's different. People that attach themselves, and I think often of Javon, how she came in. A Tribe Called Blessed came in, and how her language just instantly changed. And I think of Benita, Evangelist Benita, how her language has just completely changed. Why? Because they're standing, and all of us, Sister Erica, everybody that's under this ministry, we stand in Christ's presence via the rhema word. And my goodness, and God looks us in the face and he breathes it in.
Hallelujah.
We become the fat offering. We become the peace offering. Because the death of his son was not in vain. It's unified us. And the only thing that has the power to unify us is the rhema word of God. For it is God.
Hallelujah. And yes, it is.
That's what's taking place.
Yes,
as the body that is burning, as we, the body that's burning in this word, we're letting off a sweet savor unto him. And because he's so delighted, he says, and this is what I give back unto you, my ruach, my spirit. I release my spirit in every circumstance that you face, because you're doing and you're giving. You're giving. You're giving me what I want. I want the sweet savor of unity by way of my word. The AMPC says it like this here. It says, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory. And through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you know that saying, you're smelling yourself. That's what God does. He's smelling himself, because the only thing he's doing is breathing in what he said to us. For we are the sweet fragrance of Christ, which exhales unto God, discernible alike among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the latter, it is an aroma wafted from death to death, a fatal odor, the smell of doom. To the former, it is an aroma from life to life. And that's what I love about our fellowship, that when we get together, oh, Evangelist Daryl, come on, Joshua, you men of God, you fathers, listen, when we get together and we break this bread, man, we're releasing. Joshua thinks he's got some cologne collections. He ain't got nothing up on this. We release this aroma as we start to speak the rhema. And in that aroma, God himself is loving it and releasing his ruach.
Hallelujah, God.
There's an anointing available for healing to become healed and yield to heal. There's an anointing available to prosper. There's an anointing that becomes available of absolute favor. Why? Because the fragrance is going up.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, God, hallelujah. The fat begins to burn. The body of Christ now is that sacrifice, and the Father is loving every minute of it.
Hallelujah, God.
Hey, God, yeah.
Thank you.
Right now, there's an anointing available right now because of the fragrance.
Jesus.
The former, it is an aroma from life to life. A vital fragrance, living and fresh. And who is qualified, fit, and sufficient for these things? Who is able for such a ministry? We?
Thank you, Lord.
For we are not like so many, like hucksters making a trade of peddling God's word, shortchanging and adulterating the divine message, but like men of sincerity and the purest motives, as commissioned and sent by God, we speak his message in Christ the Messiah, in the very sight and presence of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And he's breathing it in. He's breathing it. I need you to imbibe that. I need you to understand that when you are in the oneness and we together are in the study of what God is saying, there's a fragrance being released unto him. And he's giving us this wonderful climate of his anointing. Even right now, there's healing that's moving. I can feel it. God is resituating you. My goodness, he's reaffirming and reestablishing you in him right this very moment.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All of the promises for you, because you're letting out this fragrance, because you're in the power of agreement, all the promises for you right now are yea and amen. And I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory, by way of Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything you have need of is in your climate right this very moment. Take a minute right now, lift your hands and thank him for receiving your peace offering.
Thank you.
Thank him for receiving, for breathing in the aroma of unity that's coming off of you. That's coming off of me. Thank him right now, because in the midst of him breathing it in, he's also releasing out his ruach, Thank him for his Ruach fixing, the Holy Spirit moving, going forward, taking care of things that are in your way, that are trying to become obstacles. He's moving them out now, praise God.
Thank you for
that. Hallelujah.
Hearts changing. Thank you for this.
The enemy, Lord told me in a Holy Ghost note, the enemy has been fighting so hard against us because he never wanted us to come into our true value. We are the burning fat of Christ into the nostrils of the Father. We also are this burning fat into those that, again, are not saved and those that are saved. For those that are not saved, they don't like our fragrance, as I said, and they dislike, and their dislike is going to become their demise. But to those that are saved, the fragrance is unto life. It keeps them in salvation.
Thank you.
Every time, my goodness, it keeps us in salvation. It takes us from glory to glory. There's perfection. There is absolute doxa from opinion to opinion, from point of view to point of view. Now there's a release of the tangible glory by way of the Ruach of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we need to receive this.
Hallelujah, God.
This is our inheritance.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is revealing this is what he said. He said, I'm revealing this because you are a people. We're his people that don't water down this gospel. We don't water it down, Evangelist Darrell. We come with it, man. We bring it. Kurt, we bring this gospel. Elder Donna, we bring it, praise God. The way that he's revealing it is the very way that we bring it, praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sometimes my flesh can't stand what's coming out of my own mouth. Because it now knows it's subject to what was just said. We hear straight from God. In the presence of God, but in the person of Christ's body. And when we Hallelujah. Speak his rhema, we are the burning fat that he loves to smell. I'm going to say that again. When we speak this rhema, we are the burning fat that he loves to smell and releases a climate of his peace. We become the peace offering to him. The offering that soothes him. This is why mercy is renewed. This is why mercy is renewed. Because every time you get in the word, Jesus said it like this, you are now clean by the words in which I have spoken unto you. You're clean. You're letting off a different aroma because of the word. That aroma now is on you because you've been under the word and the Father can smell the aroma.
Bless God.
Of the burning fat, which he loves. So in his smelling it, he's releasing his spirit, which then manifests his peace. From the inside unto propitiation, unto the outside, unto his prosperity, favor, and his welfare. I'm going to do something I wasn't planning on doing, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go into the book of 2 Corinthians. All right, I'm going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to look at chapter 3, and I'm going to read. This is an extension of what was being said from chapter 2, and this is just, I wasn't going to do it, but I feel led to go ahead and do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I know this is, I believe, one of Evangelist's favorite chapters because it talks about coming into image. And then let's see, I think I got it right, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to pick up verse 1. There's only, I think there's like 18 verses yet. All right. It says, do we begin again to commend ourselves? This is picking up after being the revelation of being his aroma. So just keep that in your mind. This is picking right up and it talks about the glory that's released. But keep in mind, bear in mind, because of being that aroma. So that's from chapter 2. This is chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men, For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Listen to this. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Why? Because we become that aroma for you. And now you become the living epistle of Christ himself. Verse 4. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth. There's no good smelling thing that comes out of the letter, but the Spirit giveth life. Verse 7. But if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones, listen to this. But if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Verse 8, how shall the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? And I understand why he's saying this. Because of the sacrifice that we've become. Because of the aroma that we've become. They, listen, and I'm going to just minister this. They lived under burning the fat of animals. Burning the inward fat was the foreshadow of what would really be burning in the nostrils of God.
Amen.
And because they burned the fat of animals, it was glorious. But it says here that this ministration of the Spirit is going to be even greater than that.
Amen.
For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. That's us. What they saw, because they burned the fat of animals, the glory that they saw would be like nothing in comparison as we continue to burn the fat in the nostrils of the Father.
Hallelujah.
For if that which is done away was glorious,
hallelujah,
much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Much more.
Seeing then we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Listen, they didn't even know to the fullest what they were burning. They couldn't see. They didn't know. They were just doing it out of obedience. They had no idea of the foreshadow of the glory that was about to be released in Christ
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, I love this. When it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
Amen, God.
When the Lord, now I love this verse, Daryl. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, listen, this is the Ruach that's working because of the aroma we're letting out. This is the Ruach. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The word liberty means freedom. The word liberty means this, though. Watch this. Liberty to do or to omit things having no relationship to salvation. When the Ruach is released because of the aroma, we now have the ability, because of the Ruach, where the Spirit of the Lord is, understand, you have to understand, there is an omittance of things that have no relationship to salvation. Our poverty, our lack, our sickness, and disease, these things become omitted. Why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen, God.
As we become and as we stay as that fragrance unto God, the Ruach is released, and where the Ruach is, there's liberty. There's liberty. I love this definition here. It says true liberty is living as we should, not as we please.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, meaning I'm living like I should.
Yes.
Not
yes.
as I please. That is true liberty. I'm living in prosperity with God. I'm living in the favor of God. I'm living in the shalom, and the shalva. I'm living here, but I'm not living as I please, doing what I want to do. I'm living like I should be living. That's true liberty. True liberty. I'm not walking as I please in the lust of my flesh, doing what my flesh. No, that's not liberty. True liberty is living as we should, in the favor, the love of our God. It says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Ruach, the Spirit of the Lord. And this is the effect of becoming that odor, of becoming that sweet savor in the nostrils of God. We pour it out everywhere we go. To some, it works life. To others, it's working death. But when we're moving in it, we're stepping into, and we got to be ready for this, stepping into a glory that Moses himself never even saw, that none of them have ever seen before. It's another level, because we're not a foreshadowed sacrifice. We are the true sacrifice. We are the true fat that burns in the nostrils of God. And the Lord told me, he said, Todd, the reason why the Father poured out like that for them, even under the ministration of death, he said, because the Father, when he was breathing in the fat of the animals, he told me this. He said he was breathing in what would be, and that's us.
Amen. Bless God.
The Father was living for them outside of the foreshadow. And because he rejoiced in what was coming through his Son, he poured out peace unto them and prosperity and favor. But we are not a foreshadowed sacrifice. We're the real McCoy. As we stay in unity, as we stay in oneness, we're the real thing burning. And the Father's receiving it. He's receiving it. It soothes him.
Hallelujah.
You see, it never soothed him to the point where he cleansed their conscience. He never soothed him, but the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and us being the body soothes him to the point where even our conscience is clean. So we can hold a greater weight of glory because of the cleansing of our conscience.
It takes place, oh God.
So now the glory can expand.
Jesus.
Oh. God wants to do this in our lives.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'll say it the way he just said it. He said, I am doing this in your life. The glory's coming.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory's coming. The tangible glory of the Lord is coming. Because we're no longer in the dark about our value.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Our oneness. The value of our oneness is no longer in the dark. And the enemy, I'm trying to tell you now, they did that in Acts, and there was nothing the devil could, he could do nothing to stop this wonderful, wonderful release of God's peace and glory. There was nothing he could do. They were breaking out of debt. They were breaking out of sickness, breaking out of oppression, disease, everything. Was in full motion because they had unity and became the sweet savor.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the glory, I don't remember the shadow of Moses healing anyone. I don't remember where folks were getting saved and born again under the ministration of death. I don't remember seeing any of that. The greatest miracle is a born again person. That's the greatest, to be changed, to be born again. You kidding me? They didn't have this. This is glorious. For you to sit under the word and be changed and to be washed and to be cleansed by the word. You're not killing any doves. You're not killing any animals for this. No, no, no. The sacrifice of Jesus is in full effect. And we're benefiting from it all the time. But God says, come on, take the full benefit now. Take on my peace, my welfare, my prosperity, my favor. Take on the full benefit. How can you sit here under the administration of his glory that you're under being the absolute perfect sacrifice and a part of the most perfect sacrifice, the most perfect sacrifice ever? How can you sit here and receive what you're receiving and not receive these other these minuscule type things? You're receiving the greater right now. So everything is in your tillage. Everything is made available to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you are that sweet savior. You are that sweet, sweet savior.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The image that comes as a result.
Thank you.
It describes how the Ruach, the spirit that is released, brings change into the hearers of the Rhema word. It also reveals that this glory, this sweet savor, will outdo the glory of old. It's a greater and a perfectly complete sacrifice. They couldn't see the end of what that sacrifice truly meant. We can see what this sacrifice truly means.
Yes,
and
thank
it truly
you.
Does. We now know we are the burning fat of the body of Christ. We know it endorses the Holy Spirit to do great exploits. Hallelujah. That's all I've got for you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to the Lord for a moment. Just lift them up. Lift them up. Now, just envision yourself as that aroma. Envision the Father breathing you in. Envision it. He's delighting in you right now because you're in agreement to his word. You're in agreement with his word. And because of it, he's loving on you. He's loving on you right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's loving on you right this very moment. Hallelujah. He's loving all over you. He's pouring out unto you. He's so delighted by your mind and the way your mind is right this very moment. And he's breathing. I had a vision when I was in fellowship. I had this vision of pillars of smoke all over the world going up as the aroma of the burning body of Jesus Christ. And the Father's breathing it in. As we spread this gospel, there'll be pillars. And I believe that all those pillars come into one big stream of the burning fat unto God. But I see in the vision, as God wants to use us to create these pillars of smoke.
Yes.
I really see it.
Yes. Yes.
All over the world. Because of coming into oneness in his Rhema word. Because we're one in his Rhema. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Now see yourself right now. You are a pillar of that smoke. You are that aroma going into the nostrils of your Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you can actually say, you know, because my mind is propitiated, I know I'm a pillar of smoke. I know I'm burning. I'm a burning sacrifice. I'm a part of this burning sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord God.
And because my mind is propitiated by the Rhema word, the Ruach of God, is all in my climate. Saturating my climate. Favor of God. Prosperity of God. All of it. The fullness of your peace is being released because of the sacrifice. Our unity, Father, is blessing you. And we have no intention of stopping. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep growing in this grace.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to keep growing in this grace. Hallelujah. Elder Allison says amen and amen. Evangelist Darrell says amen. Elder Donna says amen, amen. Joshua says amen. Elder Allison says hallelujah. Javon says amen, bless God. Elder Donna says, how wonderful is our God. Let's do our best. I know it's not by power nor by might, but let's do our best to burn all day for him.
Yes, God.
Let's do our best to stay in his mind, to stay in his mindset, not to be moved. Let's do our best not to allow sin of any kind come in, to break this, to stop the burning of the sacrifice.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Spirit of God will work with us if we come into agreement of being a steady sacrifice, always on the altar, always blessing our Father. Just go for it. Let's go for it. Hallelujah. Let's present ourselves living sacrifices, holy and acceptable.
Yes.
It's our reasonable service. It is our reasonable service unto you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Purify us, oh God. Keep us pure. Keep us pure, Master. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you so much. You said that you sanctified yourself so that we too could be sanctified.
Thank you,
Jesus. If you sanctified as the head, that means the body is following. And you did it for us, Jesus. You did it. You stayed as the perfect sacrifice so that we might join in. We are your body, O Lord. We are your body. And we will follow the head.
Yes, God.
We will follow the head. We will. We will, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And amen. I'm finished there.
Thank you, Lord.